All right, you all. So we are back, and this is a very special message just in loving men. Because if you love men, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a woman that loves a man or a man that loves a man. It seems a little bit odd and scary that we talk so much, but we don't take time to drill down into the mind of a person. People will say this all the time. I'm like, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Or what would make you think that? Or blah, blah, blah. And our relationships and how we love one another are truly dictated on the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we have. They really are. How we're set up as a person really determines how free or how caged, you know, we are. So I'm sitting with my family over, you know, like Thanksgiving. You know, I'm actually with my wife's family on Thanksgiving, and I'm just like, wow, you know, it's that kind of heavenly moment where, you know, the you smell the delicious food. There's glasses of wine, the adults are smiling and happy, just kind of talking, and, you know, the kids are playing, and, you know, those singles that aren't quite married yet are just kind of thinking about it, and you're talking about, oh, you've been talking to such and such, oh, okay, yeah, good, you know, and, you know, your plates are empty, your bellies are full, and you're feeling good, and, you know, you're just like, wow, look at this marvelous loop of life and people. But in that moment, you have these various systems of thought going through the men in the room, all connected to experience, all connected to DNA, all connected to emotion, and their expectations of life. And that's what, like, it really got me thinking as I'm reading through, the updates for all these football games that are going on, and looking at my post, a buddy of mine posted something saying that absolutely nobody wanted to touch the November 19th Men's Mental Health Day. Nobody wanted to touch it. It's International Men's Day on November 19th, and I'm just going to read some statistics, because my goal for this podcast, my goal for this message, and please share this, is to understand that all of this changes and affects who you're going to date, who you're going to marry, and your life with them. And your life with them. So, and this is from the Priory Group with private healthcare. You know, with 1,000 men said about their mental health that the biggest cause of mental health issues in men's lives, 32% was work pressure, 31% was financial issues, 23% was their health, 40%. Had never spoken to anyone about their mental health. 29% were too embarrassed to speak about it. Okay, we're going to come back to that. 20% were saying that there's a negative stigma on the issue. And 77% have suffered with symptoms of negative mental health. So the other kind of breakout, 35.2% of men think that they had a diagnosed mental health condition at some point in their life. A fifth of the men, 19.5%, have been diagnosed with mental health conditions confirmed by professionals. 3/4 of the registered suicide deaths in the UK in 2020 were from exactly what we're talking about. Men's mental health. So I got to thinking, I was like, man, like, you know, you hear James Brown's song about this is a man's world. And then you hear a Beyonce song about who runs the world, girls. And I'm like, as men, we really didn't set ourselves up well to run this thing. If anything, we've managed and ran this planet as men. We've managed and planned this men or planned this world with none of the things that really, truly will help us and matter. It's almost all war. It's almost all war and all capital. So I got to thinking, I was like, well, how far back do we need to go? How far back do we need to go to make sure that the men that we put out on this planet are good boyfriends, are good fiancés, are good husbands, are good, family men, fathers? And I started thinking, I was like, how do we talk to our young men? You know, how do we equip them for the next step in life, for the way they're going to think, for the way they're going to feel, and for the way they're going to interact with women once they get in front of them? And I got to be honest, the bridge of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from childhood to teenage years, the bridge and preparation from teenage years into manhood, because manhood is like, it's like got three big levels to it. The 20s, the 30s, and the 40s are nothing alike. They are absolutely nothing alike. Yo, please. And when people love to ask that question, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, if you're 20, then that's 25. That's a whole different body. That's an NFL body. A 25-year-old man is an NFL body. That's an NFL human being. But if you're 25, 30 is having kids. 30 is being a career professional. 30 is running your own business. 30 is, I mean, you've been in the military now for like quite a long time. 30 is a very powerful age. Then I dare you to jump up to 40. 40 is way different. I mean, at 40, men and women are having kids graduating from high school and college and having babies, okay? Like, they're having babies at 40. They're having babies, raising toddlers and kids in grade school, and they're having people, you know, kids graduate from high school and college, or let's say high school, you know, and they're just now going to college. So I started to think, like, my big question, you know, with how we prepare, you know, from children to teen to, I'm like, well, what are we seeing out here? What are we seeing out here that kind of tells on us as men, that shows that our mental health, if anything, is severely lacking in comparison to our physical growth, our physical dominance, and the way we love to look at each other for sport. Now some men, I think that I tip my hat off to a lot of the gay men take time to process their emotions and take time to process what they're thinking and saying and feeling. And they don't mind saying, I don't like this. And I'm not talking about just being, you know, flaming, flamboyant and everybody look at me type of gay. I'm talking about like the actual like bosses, CEOs. Like men that have helped you. They've been teachers. They've been coaches. They've done nothing but help people. Those men aren't afraid to acknowledge that their feelings and emotions are betraying them. Their feelings and emotions aren't, you know, doing this and that and the third for them. You know? So when straight men start to do it and talk about it, you're like, whoa. That's like at the core, you've completely denied yourself from moving forward and going forward, you know, with success in a thing. You've completely cut off a part of your mind so that you can go get big, strong muscles and intimidate people, all the while having no like core on the inside. No real rooting on the inside because no one, you don't have anyone around you to develop you in a certain way or understand things in a certain way. It happens to all of us. Like then, I'm not trying to make excuses for men. I'm not trying to make excuses for men at all, but I do want to explain that you have this violent creature out here that essentially has not been taught to have a soul, has not been taught to have a heart. So you wonder, like, why are men out here so heartless and all that? And well, maybe it's because we were never taught to have a heart, you know? Look at follow the yellow brick road, the tin man. That's a lot of men. He's never had a heart. You've had things sprinkle on you to have a heart, but you've never really had a heart. Like, what is a heart? So I'm not talking about football. I'm not talking about hoops. I'm not talking about sport. I'm talking about an actual heart, the emotional component of being able to love, be intelligent, be protective, you know, and not run and go grab your shotgun every time you feel intimidated, right? To actually plan, to actually farm versus firefighting. So coming back to my question, in the bridges of childhood to teen to manhood, I'm like, where do we see this in public? Where we see these changes in testosterone, changes in expectation and changes of, you know, our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, just who we are, where we see these changes knock people off course a little bit. And I'm not trying to pick on him. I know I said I wouldn't talk about them, but Will Smith. Will Smith, so many celebrities. We've been thinking this whole time that, oh, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, or, you know, Usher and his wife and Keke Palmer and Chris Brown and, you know, SZA? I don't know if SZA's been in relationships, but I know Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. There's too much proof, y'all. There's actually too much proof. I'm looking at even another one. 40% of men won't talk about their mental health. We're not set up well in our society. And it just keeps showing up in dating. It shows up in marriage. It just keeps showing up in all these things where instead of dealing with our mental health, we cover it with something. We cover it with alcohol. We cover it with sports. We cover it with money. We cover it with micromanaging people. We cover it with what one day may look like, efficiency is really just keeping people distracted so they can't really see you. So they can't really drill down and see, you know, what it is that you like really are. And then we run to these things to be macho and male and strong. And when all we do is build our muscle, we never take the time to build our mind, build quality relationships, take proper care of ourselves. And that's why loving men, not men that are loving, but actually taking the time to love a man, it's something that my wife and I are going through where now I just sit down and just explain. I'm like, babe, I really don't like this. And this is why. And now, because, you know, we've been married 14 years. Now, because I know she knows me, she's seen too much of me to not know me. I don't mind explaining, like, babe, this is why I don't like this. And this is where it started. And this is how it makes me feel. And this is what's going on. So that now I can explain to my daughter, yeah, this is what a man is thinking. This is what a man is doing. And you're, as I was talking to some of my friends, ladies about, you know, men they were running into. And these men were just being mean and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's a hurt man. I was like, you think you're dealing with an angry, agitated a-hole. I was like, that fool is hurt. That man is hurt bad. But what's happened is you have, and it's the best way I can explain this, you have the innocence of a boy. The innocence of a boy. Let's say 5-year-old, 6-year-old man is sitting inside of that grown man lifelong. And this is where when he's having fun, that's who he is. He's that kid. When he's building cars and fixing cars and out at Menards and all this, he's doing the same stuff he did as a kid. It's just he has a stronger, older male mind along with it. And that's why you look at like a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old running around having the greatest time of their life. When you get that man drunk or whatever, he turns into that. Because now he's dropped all the weight that he's been carrying as a man. Now, I don't condone getting drunk and drunkenness, all of that, you know, daily and all that. Maybe if you want to go out and have like a, you know, a night out with the friends and then relax at home, you know, no driving, thank you. Then yeah, have one or two. But inside of every man is that young child. Problem is, there aren't many bridges from childhood to teenage years to explain this is what's coming and this is how you should act. And this is what you should expect. This is how you should act. This is what you should expect from your heart, from your mind, and from your body. From your heart, from your mind, and from your body. This is what's coming. We get some of it, right? You get some of it. But it's all related to sport, finance, and whatever kind of morality is sprinkled in there that you latch onto. Right? Same thing. It's just a graduated version, you know, as we get older and transfer from, you know, being a teen to a man. Your mind, your heart, and your body. Your mind, your heart, and your body. What's coming? Right? What's coming from my mind, my heart, and my body? Because if we didn't mature well from that 6-year-old place to that teenage place, or let's say like 11, let's say 11, from that 11-year-old place to that 13-year-old place, we're just going to skip 12. So from 11 to 13, if we didn't do that very well, now you're just growing and mutating a company and functions in the mind, in the heart, and the body that don't really have proper regulation. They're just going wild. Somebody just throws you the keys to a Ferrari at 13 and says, here you go. Stop at the stoplight. Go green at the, go on green and stop on the stop and turn right here, turn left here. And there you go. And this is what my pops told me. This is what grandpa told him. And we don't take into account, I mean, the glare of the sun, you know, driving up, you know, flirting with women, you know, dogs. Oh, I like that dog. You know, distractions, texting and driving. We don't take into account all of the things that you can be pulled over for, like all of that. So as you're aging and not getting proper information on your mind, your heart, and your body, a lot can happen, y'all. A lot can happen. And the do's and the don'ts, the do's and the don'ts are helpful, but sometimes it's best to know why, like, rape is bad. Why that should never be a part of your thought, your mind. Like, you wouldn't want somebody doing that to your mom. You wouldn't want somebody doing that to your sister. You wouldn't want somebody doing that to your grandma. So why in the world would that ever become an idea or a plan? Well, when do we take time to explain, you know, to these kids? to these men, the do's and the don'ts, you know. And sometimes it is as simple as simply taking that kid aside, pulling that kid aside as a 13-year-old and saying, you see this? Don't ever let this be you, and this is why. And I'm seeing it right now. There's something that just happened here. It's in the news. It's getting pretty big. It was a rape incident, and I'm just like, how does a man get to that? How does a young man, as a freshman or a freshman in high school, sophomore, senior, whatever, how did they get to that point? Because in that show, 13 Reasons Why, this was what, back 2016 or 17 or 15, the psychologist absolutely hated this movie because it was giving too much leeway to suicide, which I don't condone at all. What it was teaching people, that their fear was, is that when things get too hard, this is what people do. And that was not the message that they intended at all. Their message was to show what led up to that, which you got to be clear on that. And this is what I'm saying. If this is what's happening to the ladies out there, we need to back up and remind ourselves that men are out there just built with a couple tool sets. The body, the sport, you know, they've got sports as a tool set. They've got their body as a tool set. They've got some financial and career tool sets. Well, when have they had a chance to, and when do we as men take the time to build each other? And then you, like I said, the writing's on the wall that we've just been our sex drive. We've just been our muscle. We've just been the sports. And the things that we are, I think, really eliminate men out of the dating pool. Like, I mean, as ladies are trying to date and marry, it's like, you can just ask a man simple questions about how they feel. And after a while, it'll just get awkward. You'd be like, well, how do you feel about having 3 kids? How do you feel about fatherhood? How do you feel about disciplining a kid? How do you feel about, you know, the type of education that a kid should have? You know, how do you feel? You're like, I don't want to feel all that. Like, it's like, we'll get like mad and angry, you know, at like the questions, when it's like, it's just a simple question. Like, do you have any feelings? Do you have any emotions? And why does it have to be related to a sport? Why does it have to be related to sex? Why does it have to be related to only pleasures, right? Because that's an easy one. Oh, well, it's not always about sex. I love my cars. I love football. These are all things that don't build the relationships and internal framework that, you know, will help you down the road. So I'm just looking at this. Okay, so work pressure, financial issues, and health. Well, a lot of people don't take the time to clearly assess their health and look at their health. So things like proper sleep, a proper diet, self-care, dentist, like going to the dentist, going to the masseuse, just taking the time to go to a chiropractor. Like, as men, we really think that we're supposed to be the toughest, roughest man in the place, not realizing that old beat up man is that way because he was us. And he thought, I can bench press my way out of all my problems, until you tear your pec muscle. Then where's your masculinity? Then how tough are you? And when things tear down, right? So our thought of health is all wrong. We've been, you know, trying to make health like we've been trying to make health all, you know, muscle, but it really is the central nervous system. The central nervous system, the cartilage, those small muscles that we only work in like yoga that have you crying in the studio because you're like, man, this ain't no bench press, but it hurts. So, too embarrassed to speak about it. Now, this is also, I mean, financial issues, financial planning, like then we also got to think like, well, when did as a conversation, did any man or woman, right, have a conversation with this young man about financial planning? Because it's not like we don't just get bulldozed with financial problems right at 30. You've got student loan debt, you've got a car, you've got, you know, some people have a mortgage. We've got these things that are coming. So to best plan for that, because you didn't make it into the NFL, you didn't make it into the NBA, like we do need to have a good backup strategy. It's all strategy and vulnerability. So that's what I'm saying. Like, loving men may be one of the toughest areas or corners of love to love, because you don't know, you don't know how beat up that man really is. And I think that's the saddest part, is as men, we might be the most beat up creature on the planet, lying, saying that we're okay. And what you don't know is this man has daggers in his heart, daggers in his mind. And the only thing he has left is his body. So yeah, you guessed it. If anything happens to that body, now the mind starts to crumble. If anything happens to that mind, now the heart starts to crumble. And now, because that heart is so weak, because it's a childhood heart and it never had the chance to grow in emotional intelligence and to have a clear spectrum of comprehension. Excuse me. This man is hurt. He doesn't know how to exist or how to move forward, because he's ran out of plans. We didn't explain the next step well in how to get to the teenage years. We didn't explain the next step well on how to get to the adult years. And nobody's doing this. Like, nobody's helping us. But what do they look to us for? What do we always look to a man for? Leadership. War. Go and fight. You're our troops. And now that women are doing it, women are starting to feel this way too. They're starting to see what men really are. And we've been so devoid of what I want to say is the more feminine aspect of life, which is the internal core, the central nervous system, and how to grow within, which is what women do. Right? Women do this. Men do not. Men do not grow babies, right? Let's just be clear. Men do not grow babies, feed them with their breast, and then nurture them with almost a radio frequency for the rest of their lives. Men don't do this. This is a superpower that women have that is so beautiful, you almost have to bow down to it. So like, all you do, and I'm being graphic here, all we do as men is have sex with this woman, right? We have sex with this woman. Okay, we have sex with this woman one time. From that one time creates a connection of sperm, egg, they meet, they bond, it becomes a person. 9 months later, that woman will have this child. 1 month later, or I'm sorry, not 1 month, moments later, this woman is feeding that child from her breast. The thing that we drooled over and obsessed over in bikinis, in pornography, and just casual day life that got us going bonkers is driving us nuts, right? Is feeding a human being. And now that part is over and that child is one, two, or three, whatever, they have a bond and they just want to hold mommy and love mommy that whole time. That all comes from one moment of sex. and a lifetime of motherhood. She will be a mother for the rest of her life because of sex. And all of that takes place internally, and she's going to feel some kind of way about that child for the rest of her life. So, loving a man and knowing what internally they're dealing with, I think for women, gives you a lot of power and access. It is a pretty big mind control. Knowing that as a woman, the second you reach in and grab that six-year-old or that child and hold them and grab onto them snugly, you have got that man for the rest of his life, because you know how to love and interact with a part of him that is in some ways incomplete. These men that beat women and all this, they probably saw that as a child. And as a child, they weren't supposed to see that. They didn't get to have fun and love and warmth. But their childhood has been beaten, and the same things they saw happened to their childhood, and it was stunted because they didn't get a chance to really grow in love. So they're doing that. That was their childhood. Their innocence is that. So this is why, like, now more than ever, I don't think, you know, I mean, you have to be on top of the horse when you do this. As a woman, you have to be on top of the horse dealing with these men, because you understand that this man is not as internally blessed as you are. He's not as internally mature as you are. He hasn't grown like you have. Internally, dealing with the emotions, emotional intelligence, emotional comprehension, and being able to work with those emotions when times are tough, so he can score, you know, when the shot clock is running out, instead of freezing and fighting people, freezing and divorcing a woman, freezing and, you know, cheating, right? These are all visual cues, visual, emotional, and mental cues that are pre-programmed that we go through, that, and we self-destruct, and we don't even know why. Like, that's the hardest part. We don't even know why. We've been built to make bad decisions, hurtful decisions, bad decisions, because that's all that's been shared with us. So naturally, when a man gets to a place where he starts to make better decisions for his life, good decisions for his life, and he's starting to do well, I think a lot of times it comes from military, because the military irons it out of you. You know, in many ways, not all of it, but a lot of it. And you really see yourself, scripturally or spiritually, in Christianity, in Muslim faith, there are ways of hammering down on somebody, with like prayer and fasting. So you get that thing out of you and you feel like you've just been carrying a demon this whole time. It's really just development. You just haven't been developed internally, the internal man. So, loving a man might be one of the craziest things, you know, that you can ever love, because, you know, women aren't afraid to speak on what was hurting them, harming them. Men, we just won't do it. 40% of men won't talk about their mental health. Never spoken to anyone about their mental health. They're too embarrassed. It's a negative stigma. Well, meanwhile, once you've talked about it and worked on it, you get to work through it. You get to make the comeback montage, like in the Rocky Balboa movies, like in the Apollo Creed movies. You get to work through that thing. So let's work through it. If you have a man in your life and you just can't figure out why he is just so disconnected in certain ways, this is why. His childhood was never connected to his teenage years in a healthy way with his mind, heart, and body. His teenage years were never connected to his malehood, manhood in a healthy way with his mind, heart, and body. And women are just out here trying to figure out why men are cheating, why men are trash, why this. Well, this is why. We need help. We need some mental help. And now that men are calling women out and saying women are toxic, we're getting to see it's on both sides. There's some toxic poison that's been fed to both sides. And yes, I am going to talk about women at some point. But it's been on both sides, y'all. The toxic is on both sides. So it's like if women who are more internal haven't recognized that men aren't internal and have just been external, that's a problem. It now changes to maybe our first date should be with, you know, mental health therapist, should be with, you know, a psychologist, a shrink. Maybe our first date should be there. We might not have no business dating each other because the way we're set up, our lack of bridges or burnt bridges and what we are, they might not suit each other at all. And that's why I'm a huge proponent of marriage counseling before the marriage. Because then you get to see that thing out and you get to see it. Let me see it. Let me see your plays. Let me see your offense. Let me see your defense. You get to see that thing. And that's the thing I have to credit people on that talk, is they get to see that thing. So I love y'all. Hope you love me back. Love, like, and share these messages. I'll see you soon.